Chapter 39. Planet Sallust. Day 3 of the siege of Inusutor.
When the Star Destroyer withdrew above the clouds, Twilight Company cheered over the sounds of explosions and blaster fire. Why it happened, no one could guess. The odds that a pilotless Promise had defeated the Herald seemed nil, and no weapons fire streamed skyward from Pinyumba to suggest Nian Nunba's cell had captured the city defenses. But whatever the reason, it was a welcome gift and seemed to inspire the rebel troops as much as it demoralized the Imperial infantry. Yet the fighting at the gates of the processing facility dragged on, would have to drag on, Namir knew, until the Imperial army had been reduced to chaff. He'd lashed the two forces together, bound them in chains of lava, and one would be completely destroyed before the day was over. Namir fired his rifle until his fingers cramped, until his hips grew sore from crouching. As afternoon approached evening, he fell back with the squads into the facility depths. Onto the mouth of the entryway was a distant spot of daylight. The metal floor that stretched before the company was littered with debris from broken machines once used as barricades, with the bodies of stormtroopers and Twilight soldiers, with broken guns and discarded power packs and cracked helmets. And still the foe came. Sometimes by tens and twenties, sometimes in smaller teams, augmented by portable cannon fire and repulsor vehicles. Namir saw friends and comrades rent by blaster bolts, immolated by flamers, pierced by shrapnel. A stormtrooper drew a line of blood across his chest with a vibroblade. Someone else wrestled the trooper away, gave Namir the chance to bind his shallow wound and return to the fight. He had no idea who'd saved his life. Occasionally, a voice would speak in his ear through his link, reporting on how the fight proceeded at the other facility gates. Namir sent reinforcements where they were needed, called for aid when the fighters at his entrance were hard-pressed. But for the most part, the tactics both sides employed were simple. The time to be clever had ended on the mountainside. Once during a lull between attacks, Namir saw a body move beside him and moan. In a haze of exhaustion, he didn't realize the wounded woman was an Imperial until after he had passed her his canteen. She crawled away, only to be shot by a Twilight sniper. But as evening turned to night, the lulls between attacks became steadily longer. Nearly an hour passed after one furious assault, and Namir and the others glanced uncertainly at one another, unwilling to leave their posts and afraid to break the spell. They no longer heard distant shouts or the rumbling of explosions. The gateway to the mountain was dark. In the silence of the battlefront, the truth eventually became obvious. Twilight Company had won.